producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Version of America Tonight, kicking around with our pals from Talk Media News. No one better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm so happy I'm not living on the East Coast, because I fear that we're never going to be able to find any of our friends in Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia.
Well, they don't panic when it rains.
I'm telling you, I've seen more pictures on Instagram and Twitter of no food in the grocery stores completely.
Sure.
Just everybody has grabbed every piece of meat, every piece of bread. So they're eating meat and bread, and they're talking about what it's going to be like. And, of course, in D.C., commuters, I guess, were on the road for 5 hours on Wednesday night. Oh, that is hair-pulling time.
Have you ever been stuck? But I bet you the fundraisers continued. I bet you none of those got canceled.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Have you ever been stuck in gridlock that deep?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, not like that. No, we kind of got out of town before the public.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, so we'll see what happens there. And usually Washington just shuts down quickly. I mean, if it gets really bad, they'll shut it down. How about this deal? I got to ask you about this. How about these senators are saying they don't demote Petraeus? There's a big back and forth about what's going on with General Petraeus, and there's a lot of pushback. John McCain is leading the charge against the Defense Secretary, Ash Carter. I mean, I don't know if this is necessarily unprecedented, but are you surprised by what's going on?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you justify somebody taking, you know, secrets and then passing them on to their girlfriend, you know, in the bedroom. I just don't know how you say, well, that's okay. You know, you didn't mean to do it. He's lucky he doesn't have my old bed in Morgantown Federal Corrections, okay? So I don't get it. But, you know, a lot of people consider him a hero, and so you're going to have that fight back and forth.
Yeah, and watching this, though, does it make you think of Hillary Clinton when they're talking about all this email stuff, and all I keep reading is, boy, they're getting closer and there could be an indictment. It's not necessarily all, like, right slanted either.
Well, you know, there's an issue that's been raised. I don't know if it's been raised publicly, but friends have said to me, look, if Petraeus shared classified information and Hillary Clinton had classified information, you know, and he shared it with his girlfriend, did she share it with Bill Clinton? You know, and if she did and they ever prove that, I don't care if it is her husband, that's, you know, pretty bad. But the biggest benefit of Sarah Palin's announcement the other day was Hillary Clinton, because this whole Inspector General statement got buried in the media due to the Sarah Palin announcement on Trump. Because now Hillary Clinton's kind of insinuating that, well, the Inspector General is, you know, kind of after her. But the Inspector General, 99.9% of the time, are not political.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people forget that, right?
They do, because Inspector General doesn't have an axe to grind. I believe, in my heart of hearts, that this was all leaked originally, I think, by, frankly, people in the State Department that didn't like her.
Right, and so they wanted something to happen. Sure. Yeah, I thought that, too. I thought that that's got to be some sour grapes, too, as well. So we'll see where it goes. And, you know, you brought it up, Palin. What do you make of Palin endorsing Trump? Is that going to help him in any way, shape, or form? And then there's the possibility of, I mean, would he really go to her for a running mate?
No, he won't take her. She won't even be in the cabinet. But, yes, it helped him because it hurt Cruz. Cruz should have had that endorsement. It really, really hurt Cruz. The governor of Iowa, Republicans, bashing Ted Cruz as in the pocket of oil companies. He doesn't like him. This is not good for Ted Cruz, period. But I must say, Sarah Palin really undid some of that endorsement. I don't care what people think of her. It's better she endorsed for Trump and him. He looked painful on the stage, like he didn't want to be there. But on a personal note, she really ruined some effect of this endorsement, because she had a chance to talk about substance abuse, recovery, veterans, and PTSD, and stop enabling her son for his actions. Instead, she tried to blame the White House. That's sad. On a personal level, that's very sad.
Yeah, and there's some people that would take that a much different way, definitely. You and I have talked about this before, what's going on with Bernie Sanders, and naturally he's going to have big numbers in any kind of polling in New Hampshire. But boy, this ship is sailing. Is there a chance that he'll be more challenging to Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I mean, feel the burn. Look, if I was Bernie Sanders on stage, and I'm not a nice guy, and he is, I know I served with Bernie, I would have pointed to Hillary Clinton and said, you took $600,000 more than most people in this audience make in a lifetime. Look at them and tell them why you did it, and I'd have been quiet. He didn't do that. Eventually, he's got to get aggressive, because look, she's getting aggressive on him. He's not for health care and things. And so, you know, Bernie's a nice guy, but I've got to tell you, even though he didn't go after the jugular vein, he's got the most amount of singular money raised in the history of this country of individuals, and he's got some people out there that are just loyal to him, so this is far from done.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess with Clinton, she's going to need some endorsements, and I saw a great headline today, Clinton calling in the heavy hitter. She's going
to
need that, isn't she?
She has to. Yeah, Jeb Bush is trying to do that, and he's done. She still has a chance, but she's got to call in every single human being she's ever met.
Yeah, wow. Wow, so interesting. You know, the other thing here is what's happening with this refugee bill. Have you seen this, that the refugee bill is pretty much stalled in the Senate? There's this whole battle over what they're calling the Trump Amendment, and Republicans just ripped that whole idea of putting Trump on it. I mean, how crazy is that? He's running for president, and now he suddenly is kind of appearing with this amendment. It's not his amendment, but just the fact that it's being called that.
Right, and then the Democratic side held it up. Now, of course, they're holding their breath because if some refugee does something, they're going to get blamed. So a lot of presidential politics has entered into this whole refugee situation. And the truth of the refugee matter right now is that we put them through amazing screening as it is. Can one of them slip through? Sure. I mean, I don't know any other way, you know, you can look at it.
Yeah, and is it one of those things where, I mean, if we all knew there was a 100% way to guarantee that, of course, Republican, Democrat, whatever, who is going to, you know, say anything different to the effect of that?
Right.
Do you think, and because we've talked about so much this, obviously, along the way, what's been going on campaigning-wise, do you think this translates, because I think the saddest thing is that we don't have, you know, big numbers of people going out to vote. Do you think that we'll have more people vote this time around?
You know, I debated that yesterday with somebody. I think people aren't going to be revved up as much. You know, if Hillary Clinton's the nominee and she's not nice to Bernie Sanders, his people aren't going to just say, oh, I'm so afraid of Trump or whoever. This could work in reverse where people just say, whoa, I don't like anybody.
And just say, why even vote, not go out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it could happen. I don't think it's going to have the Obama fever that you had of people getting out there to vote.
Yeah, as somebody who ran, you know, you had to campaign so much of your life.
Sure.
Do you think there should be a different way to do this? Should we do it on a weekend?
Oh, you know what I think we should do is do away with this nonsense of Super Tuesday, New Hampshire, Vermont, you know, Iowa. Do away with all of it. Have one national primary voting day, just like we do in the general election. It'll stop all this nonsense of, well, Hillary Clinton didn't win Iowa, and then people give money to Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz or, you know, whatever. And I think a national one-day primary would really change the face of politics, just like we have a national general.
Oh, I like it. I think it's a great idea. All right, I'm pretty for that.
Gives everybody a chance.
Yeah, what do you think out there? 855-266-5283. Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In 1965, this was the South. What this was done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Drag.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. So it's all about the snow. You know, we talked a lot about it heading into the weekend and now going through the weekend. Of course, I have a lot of friends and family, and many of you are listening to us on the East Coast, and you're dealing with what the weather fallout is. I mentioned how many times that really it seemed like D.C. was ground zero for all of this, and it certainly is. You know, schools closed and lines shut down, trains and bus lines and whatnot, because realizing this blizzard, there's just no way. 4,000 flights canceled because of what's threatening to really smash into that northeast corridor, which would include D.C. really being hit the worst, Philly and Boston and New York and other areas surrounding those main places that I just mentioned also being at least dusted by it. I mean, it's a really odd weather pattern. I have this thing now of looking at weather maps, and it's just, it kind of looks like a teardrop almost. So others will get cold and they'll get a dusting, but probably not as much as the places I mentioned that are supposed to be hit the hardest, and Washington number one. I mean, they've already Baltimore too. They've already said blizzard warnings. Forget it. It's no brainer. Don't even bother coming in, knowing that people will not make it, and it'll be a nightmare. In fact, even the Georgia governor Nathan Deal, who had a state of emergency for 21 counties, you had Amtrak announcing, I talked about trains, what they call a modified schedule. The Northeast, because of this doom and gloom storm. You have Governor Tom Wolf, state of emergency in Pennsylvania, Tennessee, I already mentioned, you know, Maryland, Virginia, et cetera, all the way down Georgia, North Carolina, because you can't, you know, Mother Nature throws your curveball. What can you do? You can't control the weather, but it's about the preparation, because we saw last year, especially in Georgia, it was awful when they had the ice storm and people were trapped, and we saw that happen in Raleigh, North Carolina, how awful that was for those people there, too. So on the East Coast, they're bracing. They're getting ready, and every once in a while, you get a false alarm. This does not look like a false alarm to me, unless this path suddenly just veered in a wild direction. But you know what the severe weather is bringing? So it's not just all this snow. I mean, you got 30 million or so with the blizzard watches, but tornadoes. Oh, and there's somebody who now is 5 miles away from our satellite facility, what happened when 1,000 houses were flattened. We know what tornadoes can do. I do not take them lightly, as I am right in Tornado Alley, and they're talking about this smashing into the Gulf states, and then some of the most populated areas could see all of the you know, all of the white stuff, and they're talking about winds 60 miles an hour. They're talking about storm surges, flooding on top of whatever else happens, and maybe 2 feet of fresh snow. You know, basically now we're still kind of, because I'm monitoring this storm as we're live, they're talking up to 30 inches in Washington, D.C. So relatively light on roads on Thursday. It is starting to stack up. It is starting to stack up. I mean, even Virginia cops untangled, they said, over 750 accidents. That's crazy. They responded to almost 400 calls for help because the cars were, you know, couldn't move. So they had a whole bunch of disabled SUVs and cars and trucks and whatever on Wednesday and Thursday. And you had people that, you know, sadly get out of their cars and they're walking. But if you can't see the snow, there was a guy that got out of the car on Route 1. It was brutal conditions, and a snowplow hit him and killed him. So if you're listening to me and you're thinking of taking the chance of going to work, oh, I hope they cancel. It is so much better, I think, in this case. And I'm basing this on really looking at these weather maps and talking to some weather people. I mean, to be overprepared instead of just being at the mercy of, let's take a chance, we're just going to roll the dice and see what happens, so much better. And I can say today, where I was, there was a thunderclap, you know, hail. It just came down in buckets. It was so weird. I don't know if any of you have experienced this, and I know I'm going off on a weather tangent, and we have politics to jump into, because I know you love that, right? What's the latest twist on Iowa? But this is a common denominator, and I'd say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard. People are talking about this. And so today I'm working, and it was so strange. It was very, very dark, and then all of a sudden, boom, it was like somebody had just thrown a flashlight all across outside of where, you know, where my studio is. And then this thunderclap and massive amounts of hail just came down in buckets. I don't know that I've ever seen, honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen hail like that. So no surprise that the flights would be canceled. If you're flying into some of the areas I mentioned, and this includes Charlotte, Georgia, all the places, you know, Atlanta, Philadelphia, you're canceled, canceled, canceled. Don't think that you're going to get there. So make sure you check into that if you're coming from someplace else. Because when they're predicting 28 inches of snow, I mean, this is deadly stuff. It's not something that's going to go away lickety-split. Saturday will be absolutely, I think, is going to be absolutely brutal in Washington. I mean, really, really, really treacherous. And the people that are out there are going to have, I think, a very, very tough time. I want to bop around to a couple of other things that include, I watched today as the sentencing was released for this ex-cop. You remember this story? You know, talk about giving the boys in blue a bad name. But what a terrible, terrible thing. And I know some people that were aware of what was happening, I mean, once this whole thing popped open. But an Oklahoma City cop was convicted of rape, as you know, sentenced to 263 years in prison. 63 years in prison. I mean, and this guy just wept. I mean, just wept. Daniel Holtzclaw is his name. He's the ex-cop, and he went after women for 6 months. He just stalked women, black women. He's a white guy, white cop, stalked them. And this sentence came down pretty quickly because this was just over a month ago that those counts were handed down, including 4 counts of first-degree rape, by the way, and 4 counts of sodomy. So the what he did was he went into poor neighborhoods. He would be out on patrol, and he went into poor neighborhoods, and that's what he did. He stalked some of the victims. You know, he would follow them around, and they were young. There was a 17-year-old teenager. There was a 57-year-old grandmother. Oh, just sick, twisted stuff. And since I've been in from maximum to minimum to really what you would call country club to the in-between facilities, and I've seen what happens in the prison system and talked to wardens before. I did a big series on prisons. I mean, he's going to have a rough time of it because the other inmates are definitely, I cannot imagine that they would not target this guy. I cannot imagine it. It was one of the sickest, twisted stories I've ever heard. And, the other cops that work with him were just mortified by it, just absolutely thought he disgraced the badge and thought how just awful it was, and talked about, remember the police chief saying he never witnessed anything like this in 37 years, nothing as far as abuse of police power and anything like that against women in the community. So just terrible. You know, awful, 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 awful stuff. But that's an end to that chapter. And now he goes to prison on a wing and a prayer, and we'll see how long he lasts in the prison system, because I think it's going to be really, really, like I said, very, very tough for him to make his way, certainly. Okay, so that's some of what's going on domestically, right? But overseas, we've been talking about ISIS and talking about what's going on in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Lately, there's been more suicide bombings, more targeting of civilians, and we're going to talk about that a little bit on the flip side. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I think that it could be, you know, disastrous for a lot of people trying to get out of town. I know if you look at the lines, I'm not the only one who is trying to get out a little bit early.
Yeah, pretty much that's what was being echoed around the East Coast because of Snowmageddon. For the rest of us who don't live in snowy places, sometimes it doesn't make you go, oh, I like snow, but I do not like having to dig out of it. So I'm going to say I feel good that I'm not with the rest of my family stuck in that situation. How about that? All right, so as we motor along, I mentioned I was going to talk about what's been happening with what's been happening with ISIS and the latest claims and sadly ratcheting up the violence, but this is normal for this group, of course, right? They're leveling the playing field however they can by destroying seemingly whatever gets in their path, is trying to cut a swath and get as much territory as they can. And that's what's continued to go on. Every time they take a step backwards and get knocked back, somehow they come back bigger with a vengeance because of recruiting efforts and whatnot. But anyway, here's the scoop. ISIS, in trying to get that territory in Iraq and Syria, they might have, as the U.S. Air Force is saying, because they put out a release today and I read it, they might have inadvertently saved the A-10 Thunderbolt. Remember the Thunderbolts? The warthogs that They were designed for close air support for ground troops, and they've got the I just saw this I actually saw one in a museum. They have the Gatling gun, right? And the pilot is protected from the ground fire because there's that titanium armor, and the plane's fuel cells are self-sealing in case that they get fired upon, in case of puncture, basically. So check this out. The Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force, guy named Dr. General David Goldfin, is saying that the rise of ISIS and this campaign in the air, because that's what we're doing to fight ISIS, has prompted them to reconsider to plans to retire those A-10s, because you have to go back to the 70s, you know, 1975 for that plane. So the version of the F-35 will replace the A-10 Thunderbolts, but the new jets are coming online, and the A-10s, of course, are battle-tested. And they've seen combat in Iraq and Afghanistan and recently in Syria. So that the decision to retire them now is kind of being put on the burner, front burner of, you know what, if because of this resurgence, maybe this is what we need to, maybe this is what where we need to go. And I thought this was wild. And because I come from a family where they're talking about planes, and, you know, we've got pilots that have been on, and we talk a lot about it. It's wild to see that after this Pentagon report, they were talking about that they were being retired, the Warthogs. Now all of a sudden, it's part of the Pentagon budget request that was going to be submitted into Congress that wouldn't be part of it, because that was going to be part of the budget. This is, hey, they're out, it's out, boom. Now they're talking about, now let's just push back on it. And I love it. I love that they're doing that. And it caught the eye of McCain, of course, John McCain, who said, because that's his role, he's the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, so any of those Pentagon requests and budgets and all that goes across there. And he said he loves that the Air Force has decided to keep the A-10 flying through 2017, because that way you've got that close air support for these missions all over the place because of how low they can get. I love it, too. It is such a smart move. For as much as we are constantly kicking what is going on in the Pentagon and how we miss opportunities, I love the fact that they haven't missed an opportunity here. So that might not be what's the buzz of what you're talking about with your neighbor, but I think it's cool. And I've seen some of these Warthogs, I said, in the past, and I love it because, you know, you go back and think about what they've used them for and how they can skim hillsides and any type of weather and just punish anything on the ground with that Gatling gun. It's 7 barrels, 30 millimeters. It's unbelievable. Fires depleted uranium bullets at 3,900 rounds a minute, and that's exactly what you need to eliminate those cockroaches because of what they're doing to people, and they've just ramped it up even more. So smart move, I'm going to say. Game on, love it, that the boys at the Pentagon are not doing that, because normally it goes through, maybe there's some conversations, but, oh, it's a miss. Because, hey, why are they retiring? I mean, they could have absolutely kept them in play. Here's something that has not gone away for the Clintons. It's this whole email thing. The Clinton emails are so secret that some lawmakers, apparently, haven't even been able to read them. There's a new tactic to deflect some of this scrutiny of the server. And these emails, went, as we've already talked about, have gone way beyond top secret. I mean, it's bad stuff that could bring Clinton down, because now we're starting to see some of the signs that are out there surfacing. Bernie Sanders is getting more juice in Iowa, and of course he would in New Hampshire, but he's getting more of that. And if they're, you know, if the State Department can't read them without fulfilling security requirements, that's not good. That's just another sign that perhaps the handwriting may be on the wall, and it would take a lot to have this happen. I'm going to emphasize that again, because deep down, I think, you know, the Clintons are lawyers, and the people around the Clintons know how to maneuver around this, but here's the deal. You're bringing down Petraeus for classified documents revealed to a girlfriend. How do you not go after the Secretary of State if you absolutely, unequivocally have the goods? And that's the key, and we don't know that for sure. And let me tell you, I have pushed so hard, like a pinata, like I'm propping open a pinata, and all of the sources that I have, and there is definitely talk of this might be something that cannot be overcome. Might be. I still say we see. If they can trace it 100%, if they can say that this wasn't just a normal document, and it really is that top-level SAP intelligence, because you have to think about this, who handles that intelligence in the emails, who had to sign non-disclosure agreements, even though they have high levels of clearance, because you always have to sign non-disclosures. So whose signatures are there? Now, Hillary Clinton is saying that the latest finding doesn't change anything, and saying that this is all about politics, that this is, you know, innocuous, that this is ridiculous, and that this is just another effort to inject it into the campaign. And you know, pretty much what Hillary Clinton has said, her reaction to this, is I'm just going to leave it up to the professionals at the Justice Department, because nothing that this says changes the fact that I never sent or received material marked classified. But despite saying that, if the content that is classified, the markings of the document, is that what it was? So there's a problem. Warnings from the State Department, IT employees, and others that she should be using a government account was one thing, too. So unwittingly, knowing it, if she was warned a ton of times about why are we need to be using a secure account, well, right there's a breadcrumb that leads to bigger things. And you would have to think, it's what I said before, how could there not be people around her that would have just said, listen, Mrs. Clinton, listen, Secretary, it would seem that it would be easier to use your own personal BlackBerry, your own computers, your own whatever, but we can't do that for these various reasons. What happens if we get in a pinch and documents are sent to you and blah, blah, blah. But that would take a good gatekeeper and someone who could stand up to a strong personality. And personally, that's what I think may have happened here. Just no big deal. No big deal. We're not doing anything against the law, so we'll just, I mean, it's not a problem. Why are we worrying about this? I answer my emails. I'm careful. I'm not doing that. That's not happening. And when you're thinking that way, that's when there is the soft underbelly. And so that might be what's happening here. They're ramping it up. They're definitely ramping up the possibility of charges, let's say that. But it goes back to you have to be able to connect the dots specifically. And lawyering and loopholes, I don't know if they can find one in this case. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if it happens or not. I mean, what do you think? What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up, reaction from the White House on Sarah Palin blaming Obama for what happened with her son and this domestic violence that's happened, and PTSD, Sarah Palin talking about it the other day as she was stumping for Trump. So the White House decided that they had something to say about it. You're going to hear that coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
This is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Again, to tea with cinnamon, some honey on a spoon. It is almost noon. Walking down the stairs to spend my morning tears. Just can't be satisfied. Lord knows.
She's back. Yes, indeed. Here on America Tonight, Megan Barth. We like her. We love her. She's great because she's opinionated. You know, a woman with an opinion. I love it. She's the founder and the proprietor. It's a hard name, thing to throw out there, of ReaganBaby.com, and is nationally recognized as far as political commentating is concerned. I like that. Absolutely. And by the way, she's a women's advocate, too. So that's all good stuff. Palin and this Trump situation. So, Megan, you saw this the other day. Palin coming out for Trump. First of all, your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not going to make it front page news like everyone has chosen to do, because this is the first time in modern history that I can remember that endorsements all of a sudden matter. However, there is some validity to her endorsement because she was stumping for Cruz back in 2012.
Yeah.
So this was a direct shot at Cruz. And Trump is the master of the art of the deal. And it was a timely one because of Iowa, and it was one that was strategic and tactful, or tactical. So this was a big, I would say, middle finger, if you will, to the Cruz campaign, and we'll hurt Cruz a little bit. But I'm really taken aback by all of the, I would say, outrage at some of the conservatives over this, over how they are now trashing Sarah Palin, much like the mainstream media always does. And when the Communist Party endorsed Barack Obama for presidency in 2012, I certainly didn't hear this much noise from the right or the left.
Right, so you think it's almost vilifying Sarah Palin is really shocking.
Yeah, that, how the right has come out now and all of a sudden vilifying Sarah Palin and saying that her voice sounds like, you know, nails on a chalkboard, which I can't necessarily disagree with, but I'm certainly not going to question her conservatism.
Yeah.
She's a conservative firebrand.
Yeah.
And she also is and always has been backing those like in the Tea Party back in 2010 and even 2012 that were rivaling the establishment in D.C. So Trump fits in perfectly. Yes, you can question Trump's conservatism, as everyone should. But with this endorsement from a staunch conservative, one who was part of ushering in new conservatives into the Congress when her endorsement really mattered and when they were looking for it, they certainly loved her then. So this endorsement, I don't understand why it should take front page, because I don't really believe, just based on history, that endorsements matter. This was more just a sign that Trump is a populist who can draw in quite a bit of folks, including someone as conservative as Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Boy, it makes a lot of sense what you're talking about. Absolutely. And I agree with you on you can't question that about Sarah Palin. So it's crazy to see that happen. What do you think happens in Iowa? I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from Iowa and it's a big bellwether state. You already know that. So, you know, the caucus is there. What do you think happens in Iowa when it's all said and done?
You know, it's hard to really say. I mean, Iowa hasn't, even though they haven't picked a winner in 16 years.
Yeah.
So yes, it's important, but does their pick win? Well, it hasn't. But it is a signal. But Trump, when you look at Trump's numbers, when you look at the polling, he's polling very well. He's at 48% in Florida. And so the rise of Trump, as we've seen, continues to gain momentum. And people will start attaching themselves to Trump, whether you call them lost voters, low information voters, or people that just generally haven't been politically active, are now paying attention. One, Trump has name recognition. He has a global brand, but he's a leader and he's winning. And psychology just tells us that people want to attach themselves to a leader, to a winner. They want to be on the winning team. So those that are taking their first interest in politics, even those that have been registered Democrats, we see African Americans attaching themselves to Trump. Reagan and different demographics that don't attach themselves generally to the GOP. Ronald Reagan brought in 9% of the African American vote. That's the largest number of African-American vote that a recent GOP candidate has had. I can see Trump doing as well, if not better. So he's breaking demographic barriers and expanding that tent like the GOP always talks about. Yet the GOP is in a kerfuffle, as well as a lot of the talking heads out there, because of his evolving into the conservative movement. And also, I believe he's not doing himself any favors by attacking Cruz in such a personal manner. I take umbrage to that. I don't think that there's a lot of room right now to have this circular firing squad when you look over to the left and they are imploding. Absolutely imploding.
Yeah.
You've got their leading candidate under FBI investigation, and while the announcement of Sarah Palin's endorsement was made, a lot of people missed, and the New York Times actually put on the back page, basically, that more emails were found on Hillary Clinton's private server that were above top secret. They were SAPs. You needed to have super-duper extra special whatever clearance in order to read and handle these documents. This is worse than General Petraeus, and General Petraeus right now is looking at a demotion. So this news was buried with the endorsement. Then you've got Bernie Sanders, who is promising single payer, which is what Hillary will run on next, because that seems to be popular amongst the socialists. And when you look at the platforms of Hillary and Bernie, no different. They're only socialists in different names. Bernie is an avowed public democratic socialist. Hillary can't tell us the difference between a socialist and a progressive Democrat. And according to her voting record and his voting record and their platforms, they mirror each other. So the Democrats have a problem, a serious problem. They are going to either have to nominate Bernie or a woman that's under FBI investigation, who Jeb Bush said at best is going to spend her first 100 days between the White House and the courthouse should she win, or they're going to have to look outside. So let the Democrats implode. If they want a broker convention, let them do it. If they want to break off into third party, let them do it. Why do the Republicans need to do that?
Yes, yeah, so well said. That is exactly, in a nutshell, we've been talking about this. And your analogy, talking about Petraeus, how is it what's happened with Petraeus and all the SAPs with Hillary Clinton? Why wouldn't you think that would immediately be, forget it? And they are eating themselves, but yet the Republicans are really in a precarious situation, aren't they, if they don't play it right?
If they don't play it right, yes, they are. Because Hillary Clinton has declared the Republican Party her enemies, and did so on a public stage. So that should be a signal for the Republicans. Lay down your weapons, stop pointing them at each other, and point them across the bow. You've got a lot of material right across the room, right across the party line. A lot of material to work with. Bernie Sanders' new plan with the single-payer health care, $19 trillion in taxes. We're talking about a man who wants to tax people at 90%. Why would anyone work for 10 cents on the dollar? I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah.
So this election is, what I see, is not necessarily you're voting Republican or you're voting Democrat. You're actually voting for capitalism or socialism.
That's it. Which one is it? I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And you're right. People are not calling it out. And Hillary got a break with the Palin stuff because it pushed a lot of that out of the way.
That's right. And this needs to be talked about time and time again, because this is an issue of national security. Her records are our records. It is part of our national archive. We have so much ammunition we can use from Hillary right now. Also, the FBI expanded their investigation last week or the week before to include the Clinton Foundation in their investigation. And whether or not, yeah, so the whole Clinton dynasty is on perilous ground. They're looking at corruption, I believe it is, or the expanded corruption and fraud of a quid pro quo arrangement between the Secretary of State's Department and the Clinton Foundation, and whether or not the donations into the Clinton Foundation influence the policy of the Secretary of State. That's an expanded investigation. This stuff needs to be talked about. If the press isn't going to talk about it, then the GOP should be talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Megan Barth, always fun to have you on the show. Again, we'll look down the road and talk to you. Check her out at ReaganBaby.com. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kate. Appreciate it.
Find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.